Welcome to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly community affairs update. To keep you connected to our mission of advancing equity through empowerment of children, adults, and families of Russell and other West Louisville neighborhoods. Spend the next hour tuned in right here. Get the latest news of family services, community opportunities, businesses, and economic development, and much more. Hear from our leaders and special guests. Call in to be a part of this history-making broadcast. Join LCCC's movement to create vibrant neighborhood conditions for children, for adults, and businesses to thrive socially, academically, artistically, and economically. This is the next episode of Russell on the Move with your host, Kevin Fields. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.
Welcome back to Russell on the Move. Kevin Fields here, and we're excited to be in the studio today to bring you another episode of Russell on the Move. And today's an exciting day, April 4th, the year 2024, a date that will stand in the test of time as a very historically significant date, April 4th. For us, it's the first show for the month of April, but it's also the last day of Black History season. And we've known we've grown from Black History Week to Black History Month, the month of February, my birth month. But also we've grown to what is now declared Black History season, the period from January 15th, the date of the assassination of, the date of the birth, got it backwards, of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, to April 4, the day of his assassination. So today, if he were still with us, it would be 56 years removed from the date that he was actually assassinated. So we've got some mathematicians in the studio. He was assassinated at the age of 39, so 56 years later. Somebody got to tell me how old he would be. But we're excited today to kick off a series of focuses on what's happening at Old Walnut Plaza. And we're going to get to our very, very special guest in just a moment that will represent the first of that series. But I do want to acknowledge Brother Herbert Johnson is in the studio with us. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing good. And also with us, our co-host Alexis Jones is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, and we have a very, very, very special guest in the studio, Miss Paula Kaiser. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Good. We're going to introduce you in just a moment, but I want to elaborate just a little bit on what's happening on this date of April 4, and also shout out some exciting events in our community that happened on yesterday. The Black History season concept, at least in my experience, was first announced by Reverend Dr. Kevin W. Cosby, who is the senior pastor of St. Stephen Church. My wife and I are both members of his congregation, and he's also the president of Simmons College. So we were with Dr. Cosby on yesterday. I'm going to be with him later today. But yesterday was a big, exciting day for Simmons College. The dedication of the Diane Porter Teacher Education Building happened on yesterday. And we just want to say congratulations to Sister Diane Porter, who dedicated her entire professional life to her calling of public education. First 40 years as an educator, and then the balance, I think, the last 20 years or so as a board member, the board chair, extraordinaire. And that dedication ceremony yesterday was phenomenal. Over on 4th Street, right in the midst of the surrounding environment, which represents Spalding University. And we're really excited. So I want to say congratulations to Simmons. Congratulations to Sister Diane. If you want to know more about that, I think you should go out to the Simmons website, learn more about what's happening in teacher education, a great partnership between Simmons College and Jefferson County Public Schools. The goal, of course, to produce more African-American educators in public schools. And that kicked off yesterday under great leadership. President Cosby, Lucien Yates, Dr. Frank Smith, and the entire Simmons Nation were behind that. And I'm just really excited about it. And then today, as a part of the Black History Season celebration, the memoriam to the movement is happening today, beginning at noon. I plan to get over there at St. Stephen, a great program lineup starting today at noon, from the memoriam to the movement, celebrating Black History Season and certainly commemorating this date, the date of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. So we're going to get right into our broadcast today and talk about what's happening at Old Walnut Plaza. And I'm excited to say that we're full. We got one vacancy and the rest are full. A great mix of businesses, and our biggest tenant, one of our biggest tenants, is in the studio, Ms. Paula Kaiser with Kaiser Insurance Agency. Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming by, taking time out of your day to spend with us this morning on Russell on the Move. You know, this broadcast, Paula, helps us to introduce our community to what's happening, you know, from a economic development, economic empowerment perspective, sharing opportunities and resources that people may not know about. And we want today for the community to know about your investment in West Louisville through the Old Walnut Plaza. So if you don't mind, talk about yourself first. Give us a personal introduction and share a little bit about your journey toward where you are with Kaiser Insurance Agency.
Oh, great. So I began my insurance journey about 12 years ago, 13 actually. I became a licensed insurance agent in 2011, working for the same company that I'm now working for, Shelter Insurance. I am a captive agent for Shelter Insurance, but it wasn't here in the city of Louisville. It was down in Hardin County in Elizabethtown. I took over a little agency down there and got my feet wet with insurance. And a few years later, I found myself back with Shelter Insurance after taking a little leave, and have now been building an agency here in the metro Louisville area since 2019.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you, what county did you say you started? Was it Hardin?
Hardin County, Elizabethtown.
E-Town. Okay. E-Town. And that's an interesting story. So so what's the connection between your heritage, where you grew up in, and where you started in the business, and versus where you are now?
So I lived in Hardin County, went to high school in Hardin County, went off to UK, then moved back to Hardin County where I married my high school sweetheart. Aww. And we had our children there, and I was fortunate enough to be able to stay at home and raise my family when they were quite young. But as they got older, I decided that I wanted to, I guess, venture out into more professional role. And that's when insurance came into my life. And so really my entire career has been based around the insurance industry.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. So insurance is your calling. Insurance found you, and you brought Kaiser, or Shelter, I should say. Shelter is your brokerage group?
Yes. So Shelter is the company that I work for.
Okay.
The agency is contracted to Shelter Insurance. And so the Kaiser Agency, LLC, is based at the Louisville Central Community Center. I moved into the location there about a year ago, nearly a year ago now. I think it was in June of 2023. And have not regretted that move whatsoever. So I can give you a little history about why I made a decision to move to that area.
Please, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So again, I have to go back to the company that I work for, Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance is based in Columbia, Missouri. It's a super regional company. That's what they call it. We're not sold products in every 50 states, although we settle claims in all 50 states. We do market products in about 16 states, mostly through the Midwest, South, and up through some of the added states recently, Ohio, Nevada, Colorado. So it's a middle American company. It began as the Missouri Farmers Association, believe it or not, 76 years ago now, if I'm not mistaken. It is what we call a mutual company, which means that the policyholders actually own the company. So what I know about Shelter and the values of that company is that they are very community oriented. And when I had my agency and started with Shelter down in Elizabethtown, it was a natural fit. It's a smaller community. I mean, most of the agents within, there's about 2,000 agents across Shelter's territories. Most of the agents live in small communities. Well, when you're in a metro area like Louisville, it's hard to carve out a community of folks, you know, get to know the people, the neighbors, the insureds, the customers. They come in, they chit-chat, they have a coffee, whatever. And so I was seeking actually how to make that type of model work within Louisville, and it was a natural fit when I got to know the Louisville Central Community Center.
That's awesome, and we're so blessed to have you. And I'm gonna pass the mic over to Lexis and Herbert in a second, but I want to confess something here, Paula, because today is the first day that I know of that we've gone public, letting our community know that your agency is right in the midst of Old Walnut Street through LCCC's partnership with you. And that's big news. I mean, that mm-hmm. is big news. And you know, we probably should have had a big press conference about it. We're doing some of that today. But I just want to say we need our community to know that you're there. And as we unpack the rest of this conversation, we want our community to know what you offer them and why they need to connect with you. Because in my mind, everybody needs insurance, some form or fashion.
True.
Everybody needs insurance. And to have this agency right in our midst, we need to come by and check us out. We're at 1300 West Muhammad Ali, right there on the corner. And you're got a beautiful, beautiful suite. All of us love your leadership curating that space to put your brand very prominent right there on the corner of the plaza. And so I just want to say on behalf of our community, on behalf of our organization, thank you for making that choice. But let's talk about, you know, one, why the choice? Two, what have you learned in your experience? And three, more importantly, why do people need to come by and learn more about what you're offering?
Oh, that's a great question. One of my goals when I began looking for the location was to seek out people who needed to understand better what insurance is. I think there's segments of the population that just doesn't understand what an insurance policy is. Like if I were to ask you, Kevin, what's an insurance policy? What kind of answer would you have for that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's something you want to have in case of a catastrophe or a life-changing event that will cover expenses that you ain't ready to handle.
So that's an excellent answer, and you hit on some of the key points, expenses. So it's a financial instrument from all intents and purposes, but it's also, if at its purest form, a contract. It's a contract with a company. It's a contract that spreads your risk to someone else. So in a nutshell, that's what an insurance policy is. So, we are primarily a personal lines agency. I also help some small business with some of their risk. But as a person or a family or a group, a small group of individuals, things like operating your car can cause damage for others. So the state says, okay, you have to be able to take on responsibility for the damage you might cause to others. Hence, Kentucky says everybody who drives has to have an insurance policy, right? So there's some other factors in play. Finance companies and mortgage companies and all of those people who help you invest in the property that you own, they will explain to you that, hey, we need you to protect this risk, not just for yourself, but for us too, because we're putting a financial investment into you, right? So property coverage for autos, vehicles, expensive things like rings and jewelry, instruments, anything that you might invest in can be insured. So that's something to keep in mind. Life insurance is a big part of what we offer through Shelter Insurance Company. I can't tell you how sad it is to hear a family come to you and say that we had to pass around the plate to take care of grandfather's needs when he passed away, right? So for a small amount of money, you can take care of all of those things for the future, for your family, for your financial planning purposes.
So what lines of insurance? You talked about life insurance, but cover the whole gamut. What mm-hmm. lines of insurance does Kaiser Agency offer?
Yes. So we offer auto insurance, home insurance, renter's policies, motorcycles, ATVs, anything like that that you might have, boats. A lot of folks around here have boats. We also offer small business insurance and then a full gamut of life insurance.
That's awesome. So you touched on something that's important to us when you talked about small business insurance. We want to have a special segment talking about that, because that's something that we do a lot of in terms of our entrepreneurial development work at LCCC. And that's probably a great networking opportunity, and it'd be great for you to come in and talk to our cohort about the importance of insurance covering their business. But I think that's really exciting. So, Alexis?
Yeah, so, excuse me, I'm curious to know what sets you apart from other insurance agencies.
That's, again, a wonderful question. The fact that you can come into my office and meet with me, I think that's hard to find a lot of times these days. Young people tend to rely on an app on your phone to purchase insurance, or maybe an 800 call center number to get their quote. And I think sometimes the human contact is missing. So I think I bring to the table an actual human contact for folks.
Mm. And what has been the community's reaction to seeing you in the West End?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, my quoting has increased probably 40% before I moved to that area. Word of
that
mouth.
That deserves an applause.
Yay.
Yes, it does.
And closing business has increased too. So, when people come in, one of the things that they're aware of, well.
Oh, and the crowd roars.
Other than protecting their financial investments and their financial interests, they also have a keen eye on their personal finances. So we all know the insurance rates around the city has gone up tremendously, no matter what it is. That's for auto insurance, liability insurance, home insurance, all of these things. So the question I'm asked day in and day out, why are insurance rates so high? So it's some education from that standpoint. The more claims, like let's face it, okay? Insurance companies, and I work for one, they are never going to lose. Mm-hmm. So they're going to price in the marketplace the way that they remain profitable.
Mm-hmm.
That's it in a nutshell.
One thing I learned about insurance years ago, and people kind of undervalue the insurance as an industry. And I don't know if it's changed, because what I learned probably over 30 years ago, was that insurance is the largest industry in America in terms of dollar volume.
It is a quiet, wealthy industry.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, and one, I'm excited for a lot of reasons that you're with us. You brought Shelter and your Kaiser agency to our campus. But I'm also excited that you have a veteran sales executive now on your team. And while he's a rookie in insurance, he's a seasoned veteran as a salesperson. He will sell ice to an Eskimo. And Herbert Johnson is who I'm talking about. Herbert, what do you say here? Your colleague is here. What do you say?
You know, basically echoing what Paula said, you know, it's a big industry, a lot of opportunity in West Louisville. So today is an introduction to, you know, come on down, check it out. They do a lot of stuff that, you know, everybody needs insurance, whether life insurance, homeowners, car rental. But, you know, Paula said it, and, you know, just, you know, the thing is she's real personal about the business, and I think it's good, and West End is going to be real happy to see, you know, get to know her.
And Mr. Herbert, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Since working alongside Paula, do you feel like you've learned more about insurance that you didn't know?
Absolutely. Prior? Absolutely. I mean, there's I'm the guy that, you know, depending on the agent, you know, that through my life, I had a good buddy of mine was in insurance, and he did everything for me as far as, you know, what I knew about it. But there's a lot of terms that, you know, you think, you know, the insurance is going to cover you, but like this real, real simple would be, liability versus full coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that really mean? You know what I mean? You know, stuff like that is where Paula educates the community. So, you know, I tell you what, it's a big industry. Like she said, it's quiet, but it's well represented by Shelter and Paula, and everybody gets to get educated. So I can tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, education is the key, as you say, Herb.
To the vaccine.
Yeah. Amen. So, Paula, you know, you touched on the current economic landscape. You mentioned prices have gone up. Talk about both the opportunities and the challenges of your industry, and as it relates to not only the industry, but consumers. You know, what are the opportunities and what are the challenges to the insurance coverage scenario?
Yeah. Challenges are everywhere. Obviously, price is one of them. And uninsured folks, when we talk about auto insurance, is a big problem across the city. So something I like to explain right off is that insurance is regulated by each state. So Kentucky regulates insurance, Indiana regulates insurance, all the states regulate their own insurance. It's not a federally regulated industry. So states often choose laws that fit best for they feel like their population, right? So in Kentucky, we have something called personal injury protection, no fault coverage. That means, and people may have heard those words but not really understood what that means. It means that the first physical bodily injury to anybody driving, the first coverage limit comes from your own policy. So if you and I were out there and we had an accident today and you were hurt and I was hurt, maybe we had some scratches and bruises, had to go get, you know, looked at the ER, your own policy would pay for your first, probably $10,000 worth of bodily injury. My own policy would pay for my first $10,000 in bodily injury. It's called no fault. So it doesn't matter whose fault it is. That's the way it works in the state of Kentucky. That's one of the reasons why Kentucky's insurance rates are a bit more expensive than some of our neighboring states. Indiana does not have that same law. So it somewhat incentivizes folks to continue because there's nobody at fault, right? You can capture all of that benefit from your insurance policy. So state laws should be sort of under the spectacle and should be understood by everyone. So I think that's a big challenge for us. Anything else with that? Any?
Yeah, well, you know, the opportunities, just the other side of it, is while there's challenges, talk about the opportunities.
Okay.
And as you answer that part of it, Paula, you know, as a consumer, mm-hmm. how do we know what insurance and how much mm-hmm. we need?
You That's know, a good question. I'm curious.
How do you know how much you need?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I get that question quite often. You know, people say, I just need the state minimum, you know, and they don't really understand what that means. So the way I look at it and the way the insurance sort of economy looks at it is that you should purchase the insurance limits that fit your maybe net worth. Might be a good judge. So if you're a homeowner and maybe you've paid on your home for 20 or 30 years and now you own it outright and you have some assets built up, a retirement account, some savings in the bank, and if unfortunately you have an accident and you cause injury to someone else, then they're likely going to try to take away as many of your assets as they can legally for the damage that you caused them. So if you've got a $25,000 limit in your policy, you meet the state legality for driving, but your net worth is $500,000, then a court could find you responsible to pay them $500,000. So you really need to consider setting your liability limits at a place that protects your assets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I bet that varies. I'm going to drill a little deeper on that question. I bet that varies. For example, from a demographic standpoint, let's say if you're 18 to 25, mm-hmm. you may need a modicum of insurance, especially life insurance, but other types of insurance, depending on, to your point about assets, depending on what you own. If you own a car, you got to cover that. You own a house, you got to cover that. You rent an apartment, you should cover that, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But then as you get older, there's probably a period of time where your need for insurance goes up.
True.
And then as you get over into retirement age, it may. So can you speak about those different segments of life in terms of how insurance coverage might vary?
Oh, yeah. So that's an excellent question. And you may not need a lot of insurance when you're younger because you just don't have the net worth or assets. You know, however, as a responsible citizen, you have to consider, like, what would the damage be if I caused an accident and hurt somebody who had a, you know, young child in the car or something like that? Do I want to be a responsible person and take responsibility for my actions? Yes, for sure. Hence the requirement by the state to keep state minimum liability and that sort of thing. So for sure, needs change over time. And that's probably one of the best reasons to find an insurance agent or agency that you can work with, where you are comfortable with the advice you're receiving, you're comfortable with the communication the agency provides to you, you're comfortable with the knowledge share that the agency provides to you. So an excellent reason to work with a qualified, licensed insurance agent, somebody local, someone you can talk to, instead of purchasing through the internet or, you know, whatever the latest or cheapest way to do it is. So hopefully that helps with the question. Now, as far as, you know, I spent a lot of time focusing on auto insurance, which is probably the backbone of what I do as far as quotes go. But again, there's home insurance. You know, that's a package policy homeowners can buy. It includes some other coverages, you know, for your total package of loss. Let's say somebody has a homeowner's policy and they experience a fire. Well, the damage is going to come from the property values of the home itself, but there's some additional financial hardship faced for a situation like that. So the fire happens. It's going to take 3 months to get the house back in shape so you can move back in. Well, that means for 3 months you have to live somewhere else, right? You have to rent a place or stay in a hotel or stay with friends. There's some financial hardship that comes along with that. The homeowner's policy actually has some built-in coverages for you to be able to use funds of the insurance company to pay rent someplace else while your home is being repaired or replaced. So there's some built-in things in all different types of policies, packaged coverages that everybody should take the time to understand.
Absolutely. And folks, if you just tuned in, you're on Russell on the Move, and we're talking with Paula Kayser of the Kayser Insurance Agency. And their agency is located at 1300 Ali on the Obama Plaza. You need to check it out. But we're going to take a break here, and we're going to open up the lines after the break. When we come back, you can call in with your question or comment. The number is 502-795-1019. And we're going to open the lines, and we want you to call in. The question of the day might be something like, what do I need to know from my insurance agency? No matter who that agent is, what questions should I be asking them? And we're going to have our expert who's in the studio with us, Ms. Paula Kayser, to help advise you on that. So take advantage of this opportunity. Call in after the break, 502-795-1019.
Attention Louisville. This is Deborah Grant, Director of Operations of Louisville Central Community Centers, here to introduce you to the gem of West Louisville, the old Warner Street Family Strengthening and Convention Center. Immerse yourself in 30,000 square feet of versatile and top-notch event space designed for your family gatherings, community functions, and corporate events. Our facility is your canvas. Whether you're planning an intimate affair or a large-scale celebration, what sets us apart? Quality. Our commitment to provide a space that enhances your event. Affordability. Ensuring that hosting memorable moments won't break the bank. And of course, accessibility. Enjoy stress-free parking with ample free spaces. On behalf of LCCC, I want to personally invite you to experience the unmatched charm of Old Warner Street. For more information or to book your next event, reach out to me, Deborah Grant, 502-583-8821, or shoot me an email, dgrant@lcccnews.org. Make your event memorable. Make them at Old Warner Street.
Louisville Central Community Centers is celebrating 75 years of service to the community. LCCC is officially announcing the 75-year challenge and pledge. Join in the celebration and pledge your support by donating $75 today. Your donation goes directly to support the families we serve daily. Mail your donations to LCCC, 1300 West Muhammad Ali, 40203. Call 502-853-8821 or log on to LCCCnews.org.
Are you ready to make a real impact in your community? Look no further than AmeriCorps Vista's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project at LCCC. Become a Vista Community Impact Ambassador. Become a catalyst for positive change. Picture yourself working hand-in-hand with local leaders, organizations, and residents to empower the Russell neighborhood. As a Vista volunteer, you'll play a vital role in creating lasting solutions to address poverty and inequality. Your dedication will help build a stronger, more vibrant community for everyone. Make a difference, make connections, and make memories that will last a lifetime. Join the AmeriCorps Vista team at LCCC's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project today. Visit our website at lcccnews.org to learn more and apply. Be the change you want to see in the world. Become AmeriCorps Vista Community Impact Ambassador, where your passions meet action.
And welcome back, folks. We're going to continue our conversation with Paula Kayser of Kayser Insurance Agency. a preferred agent in my mind because she's located right in the heart of our community, right on our campus at Oak Walnut Street, 1300 West Muhammad Ali. And she, you know, one of the things she talked about in terms of what sets her apart from other agency is her personal touch. And you, it's a very welcoming, friendly environment. You're going to feel like you're amongst family as soon as you hit the door, and you want to come by and check her out. And we're going to talk about ways, Paula, to really create a welcome wagon for both you being in our community, but also to invite our community constituents to come in and be welcomed by you. And so that's one of the things I've been thinking about here is, you know, we talk about this show being reality radio, which means on in a given moment, we just might create something new, a new idea just might pop up, right? And one of the things that's percolating with me is having some type of an open house with you just to, you know, have a warm reception for both you being there as well as welcoming our community. And make it an educational forum, everything you need to know about insurance, you know, and that ought to bring people out because I want our folks in our community to know more about the importance of insurance. And so you do have an opportunity to call in. The lines are open. The number here is 502-795-1019. You can call in with your question about insurance. You can call in wanting to know what questions should I be asking about insurance if I'm talking to an agent or if I'm shopping for an agent. You may be in the market of shopping for an agent. So we're going to talk about a lot of those types of things. But Paula, I guess my next question to you is what advice? We want you to be our advisor, our community advisor on insurance. What advice do you have for, let's first start about talking about family leaders. You know, if you're the leader of your family, no matter what your condition is, what advice do you offer them around insurance?
Well, if at all possible, please try to keep continuous insurance coverage. It helps everyone, actually. I know it's difficult to afford in a lot of situations, but if there's any way that you can keep continuous coverage, it really does help the mass public. Part of our uninsured motorist problem is that people are having accidents. They don't have insurance coverage, and it just escalates the claims activity for all companies, not just mine, but for all companies. And when claims activity is escalated, the insurance company will have no recourse other than to continue to raise rates amongst those that are keeping insurance coverage. So part of the reason why insurance increases is the fact that we have so many uninsured motorists.
That's interesting. How long have you been in the insurance business?
I've been, like I said, a licensed agent since 2011.
We do have a question in the studio. Is liability insurance good for long-term insurance for auto coverage?
Yes, liability insurance is fine. If you do not need to have full coverage, as they say, if you're not concerned with the damage that might be sustained to your own vehicle, then liability coverage is fine, and it's fine for long term. You're staying legal with the state and operating your vehicle in the most responsible manner.
Engage the community on what does liability insurance really mean?
Sure. So liability insurance has two different types of coverage. One is bodily injury coverage. One is property damage coverage. So liability actually covers the damage you might cause to others if you are responsible for an accident. So you rear-end somebody and you've caused possibly bodily injury to that person or others in their vehicle, and you've caused property damage. You've maybe smashed their trunk and bumper or something like that. So liability covers both of those things, damage you might cause to others. And that is the legal manner, carrying liability coverage, the legal manner to stay legal with the state for driving.
So I wanted to come back to the question about family leaders in terms of what advice you would offer. And I asked you how many years you've been in the business. And what did you say?
Since 2011.
So, okay, that's
13 years.
13 years, okay. So in that time frame, reason I asked it that, I want to know, in that time frame, have you ever had any experience that you can speak of where someone came to you after some catastrophe wishing they had insurance, and but now they're ready to get it? Because have you ever had any of those examples in your time?
Yes, I have. I have had a number of people, mostly I get those stories with life insurance more than any other type of insurance. So it's actually just in January of this year, a wonderful lady who has three or four children, I can't remember, and then some stepchildren, her and her spouse had together. They had a grandfather pass away who did not have any insurance whatsoever, and she came to me and she bought life insurance for all eight of her children, herself, and her spouse, and we're still going to write a policy for her mother and her mother-in-law. So it was very important to her at that point. When she lost a family member, they did not have the money to pay for a funeral. They had to ask everybody who attended the funeral to help contribute just to get final expenses paid. You know, final expenses, even the most simple of funerals or, you know, end of life celebration, whatever, you know, fits your tradition, can be thousands of dollars. Most simple, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, and that's sometimes hard for a family to, you know, come out of pocket with. So, insurance on young people, I think there was some questions around that, whether people in their teens, 20s, 30s, you know, young adults, should they be investing in life insurance? I've got some good questions around that, but for family leaders, the best thing that you can do, we sometimes call it love insurance in the industry. I kind of tend to not want to put in a lot of fear. Like, I feel like insurance can be a fear-based sale, and I'm opposed to that. I don't like that about the industry. I want people to make financial decisions and smart decisions and decisions caring for their family members and their friends and their loved ones, neighbors, that kind of thing.
It's a great point.
Yeah. Well, she definitely answered my question, because I had questions about life insurance myself, because I told you that I ended up getting it. And I was going to cancel it because I thought, like, I'm just too young for life insurance. Why do I need it right now? Why is this coming out my bank account? But you made it more understandable for me that it is important,
sure,
even at this age, to get it.
Yeah, well, it depends what type of life insurance you're buying, but let me make a point for young adults to make sure that they're investing a little bit in life insurance. First of all, if you're young and healthy, it's very inexpensive, okay? It's not like waiting. Like a lot of people, the excuse is that my work is providing me life insurance. So a lot of times, especially if you're, you know, working for a manufacturer or something, they'll give you 1x your salary in life insurance or $20,000, whatever it is. I say absolutely take all of that you can get. It's very, very inexpensive. Most of the time, the employer is picking up the whole tab on it. So good for you. Take it. Yes. Why should I put some of my money into an insurance policy when my employer is paying for it for free? So the argument there is that 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when you retire, and someday you will want to retire, your employer is not going to continue to pay for free life insurance for you. So the life insurance that you buy when you're in your 20s is very less expensive than the life insurance that you buy when you're in your 60s. So you're going to be paying a lot more. And here's the thing. If a policy is set up the right way, then you're going to start seeing some cash value after putting your $10 or $12 or $15 worth of premium into the policy for years. And the cash value at the end of at retirement age, you can take and convert that into a fully paid up policy. It doesn't necessarily work that way in a term life insurance policy, so it depends what you have. But if it's structured the right way, it can be a good investment tool and something that you can use and bank on for your retirement, actually.
So we have another question in the studio, and the question is, if you cancel your auto insurance, does it have an effect on your credit score?
No. I would not say that it has an effect on your credit score. However, if you cancel your auto insurance and you go for a period of time without auto insurance, it may make your rate more expensive when you decide to purchase it again.
So does your rate vary based on credit score?
Okay, the short answer to that is yes, but there's a lot more backstory to it. Your rate is not based 100% on credit score ever. Most companies out there, I could speak to Shelter, but I also know that all other insurance carriers or companies have to file their rates with the state. And they have to explain their rating factors. So there's a number of factors that an insurance company will use to base your rate on. Location is one of them. So when a new person calls me and says, I'd like to have a quote for insurance, we basically go through an insurance application. It's on my computer. It's called our rating or quoting system. So I start by asking their name, their date of birth, their driver's license number, their address, the other licensed drivers in the household, have they had continuous coverage, what type of vehicle they have. Some companies even use statistics like what is your education background? Do you own your home? Do you lease your home? How long have you owned your vehicle? So all of these factors get plugged into algorithms through the statistics that all the insurance companies use. Credit score is just one of those factors.
Just one element. Yes. So I've learned some terminology in insurance because I have a family member. A shout out to my sister-in-law, Sherry Graves. She was in the insurance agents in industry for a long time, and she was a personal lines agent, right? Mm-hmm. Personal lines. And that's what we've talked about a lot. You know, your auto insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, things that people. And for, we've been talking about family leaders, and I want to make a point to family leaders around family education, especially those of you who have of young people in your household, children that get to a point where they think they're grown, right? Some of us got children that think they're grown. And one of the lessons in being grown is you better learn about insurance. You know, if you're going to be a family leader, so get yourself an insurance policy, learn to practice that. I think that's a good value. But let's transition the conversation from family leaders to business owners. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about existing businesses. What advice do you offer existing business owners regarding insurance?
Yes. So there's a number of ways that a business owner can structure their policies to take care of their biggest risk. Okay. So, a simple way is through a business package policy, or we call it in the industry a BOP, business owner's policy. So within that, it's similar in a way to a homeowner's policy. You've got some packaged coverages in there. One of them is for the property. So if you own a building or own an office or own some kind of structure that your business is housed in, the other one is the liability aspect or a general liability portion of a BOP, okay? So that would be the, if you're ever found liable for causing injury or harm to someone else in the operation of your business, okay? So that's your general liability. and then some business income. Let's say that you own a building and you manufacture a small, you know, if it's a mom and pop and they're making, let's say, just perfume out of that business, and the tree falls down and knocks off the corner or the side or the roof, and water leaks in and you cannot operate your business for a few weeks because of that. You can replace that business income that you've lost during the time that your business was shut down due to this event. So business income is portion of a business owner's policy. So that is a good way for a lot of businesses to cover. You can pick and choose or sort of a la carte some of those coverages too if you don't own a structure or anything like that. Maybe you're just a craftsperson or a handyman and you do roofing or flooring or tile work or something like that. You definitely need to have a general liability policy, and you might want to cover your tools and things like that. I've worked with plumbers, roofers, flooring or carpet installation folks, tile workers. My company does a lot with those tradespeople and helping them keep the coverage that they need to just make their, you know, cover their assets.
Well, and you just touched on something, but a lot of the crafts and the building trades, and there's a lot of focus on home ownership development in West Louisville, mm-hmm. a lot of things that are underway. And I'm just wondering what would be your message to the industry that's building new homes, the kind of coverage that they need short-term as well as long-term in the development of housing.
Sure. So there is a lot of new development, and I'm more of a personal lines agent. So multifamily structures with high values, say in the millions, wouldn't be necessarily my forte. There's a lot of valuable insurance brokers that can look at a number of different companies to insure that risk. What I would say is that if you're an investor in those kinds of properties, that what you would want to do is require that your tenants purchase renter's policies. It insures their own personal risk, or their own personal liability and their own personal property. So if a neighbor in the building, let's say it's a multi-unit, say 10 or 12 units in one structure, and one of the units experiences some kind of loss, maybe a broken pipe or a fire loss or something like that, that could cause damage to all of the units around it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're insisting that your residents or your tenants are purchasing small renters policies, then it can help give you greater protection across the entire investment property.
Mm. Well, we're having a great conversation here, folks. The lines are still open. You only have about 5 minutes, though. Again, the number is 502-795-1019 if you have any questions. We do have another question in the studio. And it has to do with West Louisville. It's notorious that in business, people have talked about insurance rates being higher in West Louisville than others. And so the question was, if you live in West Louisville, is your auto insurance policy going to be higher than if you, say, lived in the East End? But I say that across the board. How does that vary? I know the risk appear, the perception is the risk may be higher in certain areas, but we want to know, namely in West Louisville, based on the fact that you're in West Louisville, are the premiums higher for, say, auto coverage and other types of insurance?
I have to completely agree with that statement. West Louisville does have higher rates than some of the other parts of the city in general. Okay. So I have folks all over the city. I personally have lived on the east side, and I now live in the west end of Louisville, and my rates increase considerably just moving from one zip code in the city to another. Now, there's a lot of individual rating factors that play. So there's people in West Louisville that pay a lot less than others in West Louisville. But in general, I have to say, yes, the cost of insurance is more expensive. And I believe that part of that reason is that there's so many uninsured motorists in the area. I think it can only contribute to the higher costs in the area. Now, an insurance company, insurance companies in general are quite sophisticated in the way that they rate and they structure those rates. So they can break it down. You know, zip codes are one thing, but you've got that little plus four part to the zip code. They know street by street what the likelihood of somebody having an accident is going to be and how much that accident is going to cost. So they are very sophisticated in their analytics or actuaries behind how they develop their rates. So age groups, definitely young folks in the West End. I have sympathy for some folks that I see are paying $200-$400 a month for only liability coverage, when I know that in other parts of the city, they're paying considerably less for it. So we're all in this together. That's a point that I'd like to make, that, I mentioned it at the very beginning. The company that I work for is a mutual company. That means that the policyholders own the company, right? So they do actually have a say, if they want to have a say, within the rating structure or the programs of the company. A little say, you know, there's an annual meeting and a vote that they can make.
Well, and I was going to, wish we had more time to delve in deeper into that, because I was going to ask, what can a community do? What advice would you give a community to address this practice of, discriminatory rates increase? Kind of reminds me of redlining. You know, if you live in a certain area, that you have less access, or in this case, you got to pay more to get a certain service. And so I know we don't have time to unpack that, but what would you say to that?
Yeah. So driver education, young people education, educating them on what an insurance policy is, piling on discounts. Good students get a little bit better rates. So keeping kids in school. I think community service organizations like yours, the more education that they put out there, the better. But also, I know Goodwill and some of the other organizations have some programs that can help young folks stay insured, make repairs to cars, keep them on the road, driving education programs, any types of community access to the education and financial access, grants or something to keep them insured. Those would all be beneficial steps.
Awesome. Well, we just got just enough time for closing comments, and we'll give each person here 30 seconds, and I'll start with you, Herbert. Any closing comments?
I don't have any closing comments. Just want to thank Paula for being our guest today. It's very educational for the community, and appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Awesome. Lexus?
I just want to say that I've learned so much, and thank you for stopping me from canceling my life insurance. And what I took from this, I am very shocked that about the amount of people in Louisville that don't have any type of insurance, because to me, from the outside looking in, I've seen so many car accidents, so many tragedies here in Louisville. And I think you really, nailed it on the importance of getting insurance, especially in areas where, things happen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Paula, thank you. But any closing comments with you?
Just happy to be part of this community, happy to help anytime I can, and looking forward to maintaining the relationships with all my insureds over the coming months and years.
Awesome. We're excited to have you. We're going to have you come back. And I want to say thank you for bringing up Goodwill. I meant to plug them again, because we had a great show last week with Devon Holt. And if you haven't heard that show, you can go out on our website. It is posted. And the podcast for this show will be posted as well. But I want to thank our very special guest, Paula Kaiser with the Kaiser Insurance Agency. If you need insurance, there's a one place you should go. It's 1300 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard, right there on the corner. She's got a beautiful, beautiful suite there on the corner of Old Walnut Plaza. Come by, very personable. You'll be very welcome, and you will be glad that you came by to meet her agency. Next, and throughout the month, we're going to talk to other of our associates, of our partners at LCCC, those who occupied spaces in Old Walnut Plaza. Robert Byers III with Forest National Bank will be joining us. Aaron McGahee with Rhinox Research Group. He's been on the show before, be coming back. And there will be others. So stay tuned. You're going to be hearing also in the coming days and weeks announcements about the Oaks Day brunch event that will be held on the campus of Old Walnut Plaza. That's on Friday, May 3rd. It's going to be a part of the Derby Festival experience in Louisville. And so if you're bringing in any out-of-town guests and you want them to have a great brunch experience, it'll be a great place to bring them. Live entertainment, great food, great fellowship. So stay tuned for more on that. But we're going to close the show on this note. Learn about insurance. Get it in your life. And if you don't have it, stop by and see Miss Paula. All right. Until next week, God bless you. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly affairs update on Russell and surrounding neighborhoods in West Louisville. We hope you enjoyed our show and took away news you can use to help lift your spirits and increase your prosperity. Join us next week as we continue our mission, equity advancement and community empowerment. For now, be safe, be blessed. Until we meet again, the LCCC. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.